Buonasera! My name is Marcello. I am a tour leader with Explore.
Ciao!
Come, follow me.
Behind this 200-year-old gate is the best view of one of Rome's finest fountains.
Ah, bellissima. Look at the Renaissance detail, the sunlight in the bronze. Not everyone knows about Turtle Fountain, but you will if you explore. Search explore.co.uk and don't just travel, explore.
Hey there, and welcome to my Saturday mini-sode. I know that weekends can often be quite difficult when you're single and you don't have kids. So I wanted to do a very short episode every Saturday morning, just so that you can listen to someone first thing on a Saturday who totally gets it, who totally has your back, and who knows that weekends can still be awesome, even more so, when you're on your own. I'm going to be talking about all sorts of things, from my general wonderings to my words of wisdom about life. Take the word wisdom with a huge pinch of salt. To stuff that I'm currently obsessed with, whether that be books or music or podcasts. Whatever it is, I really hope that you guys will enjoy it. So, without further ado, here we go. Hello and welcome back to my Saturday minisode. So on today's minisode, I'm going to be talking about something called pronoia, which you may or may not have heard of. But before that, I just want to quickly talk about a newsletter that I sent out recently. And by the way, please do sign up for it if you haven't already. I've been told it's quite good. But I did a newsletter where I talked about how asking ourselves the question, what if it all works out? How that question can be a total game changer. Now, I first heard this concept from Queen Robbins, otherwise known as Mel Robbins. I love her so much. And if you haven't heard of her yet, which I'm sure you have, then do follow her on Instagram and listen to her brilliant podcast. She really is the queen of motivation and I bloody love her. Anyway, Queen Mel talks about this concept of what if it all works out? And this has been really useful for me as someone who has always been a really big worrier. And I am naturally a pessimist. My brain would always automatically go to the negative rather than the positive if I gave it a choice, which I don't these days. But I am proof that you can teach yourself how to be an optimist if you, more naturally like me, veer towards pessimism. You can absolutely cultivate a more positive mindset, which, as you know by now, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, is something that I believe to be incredibly important. But anyway, as I say, I've always been a worrier, and I still am. I tend to worry about things a lot. I worry about the people I love, and I just have this natural tendency towards being quite an anxious person rather than a super chill person, even though I can very much come across as a super chill person, but inside, no, not so much. And yeah, I was always much more pessimistic than optimistic, as I said, which I used to tell myself was me being quote unquote realistic. I thought that it was far better to be prepared for the worst case scenario than to hope for the best case scenario. And my God, it can be exhausting to live like that. But over the years, I've really taught myself to see things in a very different way through a much more positive lens. And not only does this feel so much nicer, it also means that I take action where I wouldn't have before, because I would have always thought, you know, well, that's not going to work out, so what's the bloody point? Or why would I bother trying to do this thing when people like me don't do things like that? Or I'm not good enough, or bright enough, or capable enough, blah, blah, frickin' blah. And I would ask myself questions like, what if it all goes wrong? What if something bad happens? What if I fail? What if I look stupid? What if they laugh at me? What if it all blows up in my face? What if it doesn't work out? But the thing is that it's so boring to live like that. I got so sick of my own negativity and my own bullshit. And eventually I realized that I was the only person who was holding me back. And I was the only person responsible for making my life great. And so I made the decision to start seeing things through a much more optimistic lens. And we can 100% train ourselves to do this. And one very simple little mindset trick that I heard about courtesy of Mel Robbins is to ask yourself this question: what if it all works out? It is such a simple hack, but what it does is it interrupts that negative what if spiral and replaces it with a positive what if. So instead of asking like, what if I move to this new town and I hate it? When we ask, what if it all works out, it gives us an entirely different perspective on moving to that new town. What if I hand my notice in and I never find another job? Well, what if you hand your notice in and it's the best fucking thing you ever did and you end up finding an amazing new job? What if I invest in that personal growth course and it's a complete waste of money and time? Well, what if you invest in that course and it's the best money you've ever spent because it changes your goddamn life? What if it all works out? Just imagine. And the thing is that when you ask yourself that question, it completely shifts your energy. It shifts your thoughts and it shifts your feelings. Literally, just by allowing yourself to entertain the idea that things might work out, you're actually making it more likely that they will. Because when you put that positive spin on things, you're much more open and available and receptive to the things that you actually want. Whereas when you ask the question of what if it all goes wrong, that's what you're on the lookout for. That's what your brain is going to find you the evidence to support. And essentially, this is literally just a perspective change. It's a mindset shift. But it is everything, because little mindset shifts change our lives. I'm sure some of you have heard the Wayne Dyer quote, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And I love this quote. It's so simple, but it is so profound. Perspective is one of the most important things that we need to pay attention to and bring our awareness to, because our perspective changes everything. It really does. Our lives depend on our perspective of life. And another thing I like to tell myself along these same lines is this: the universe is working for me. Life is working for me. Everything is conspiring to work for me in my favor. The world is actually conspiring to make my life great. That's what's happening. That's how it works. And if you're a spiritual person like I am, then you'll probably already be of the thinking that the universe is working in your favor and it does have your back. And that doesn't mean that every single day is going to be sunshine and roses and unicorns and rainbows, but it does mean that even the things that are seemingly going wrong are actually happening for you. They are happening for a reason. They're happening because you need to learn something or you need to grow in a particular way. And so any obstacles are actually still working in your favor. And I have found this to be especially helpful. In fact, helpful isn't even a strong enough word. I have found this to be a fucking game changer. When you adopt the belief, and remember, a belief is just a thought we think over and over and over. So if it initially feels ridiculous, just keep bloody saying it and you will eventually believe it. Just like how I now actually believe that Jennifer Aniston is going to come on my podcast because I've told myself so many times. But when you choose to believe that things are working out for you and you start to see rejections as obstacles, as things that are teaching you something or they're diverting you in the direction you're meant to be going in, this is huge. Honestly, I cannot say this enough. So these days, if I get rejected or if something goes wrong, I automatically just think to myself, it wasn't meant for me. Like, if I ask someone to come on the podcast, someone I really want to come on, and they say no, I don't dwell on it. I might have an initial reaction where I'm like, oh, that's so annoying. But I will very quickly turn it around and think to myself, it's totally fine. Rejection is redirection. And if that person has said no, then I'm not meant to have them on the podcast at this point in time for whatever reason. I cannot tell you what a difference it makes when you choose to believe that everything is working out for you. Honestly, it's a game changer, because your brain automatically just goes to, okay, well, that's not what I'm supposed to be doing right now. And I always just think that it's kind of clearing the way for what is meant to be coming into my life. Now, it turns out that there is actually a word for what I've just described, and it's called pronoia. It's the opposite of paranoia. And like I've said, it means that you view the world as being for you rather than thinking of everything and everyone as being out to get you. In other words, everything that happens is for your greater good. And the word pronoia is a term that was coined by a guy called Fred Goldner in 1982. And according to him, this is what pronoia actually means. So I'm quoting, "Pronoia is the positive counterpart of paranoia. It is the delusion that others think well of one. Actions and the products of one's efforts are thought to be well received and praised by others. Mere acquaintances are thought to be close friends. Politeness and the exchange of pleasantries are taken as expressions of deep attachment and the promise of future support." So essentially, pronoia is the belief that the universe conspires in your favour and that people think highly of you and people are doing things to help you move forward in your life. And when you suffer from pronoia instead of paranoia, you simply trust that everything is going to be fine, everything is going to be okay. Now, this concept might seem completely bonkers on the surface, but when you think about it, imagine how much better the world would be if we all actively practiced pronoia. Can you imagine how different things would be, how different people would be if we all saw the world through the lens of pronoia instead of a lens that tells us that everyone is out to get us and that the world is a bad place and that no one is for you and everyone is against you? Can you imagine how things would change if we all learned to start thinking of the world as a friendly place, that most people are good and kind and want to help you? Now, I realise that I might sound like frickin' Pollyanna, but which interpretation of life would you rather choose? And I understand that you might be thinking that it's stupid or naive to think in this way, but I would challenge you to think of it as stupid not to think of it in this way, because ultimately, we get what we believe. We get who we are being. And the more we can start to look at life through this lens of pronoia, the more we're helping ourselves to get the things that we want and to change our lives for the better. Because when we make the choice to believe that things are working out for us, then we are literally rewiring our brains to look out for all of those things that are working in our favour and the people who do have our backs and want to help us. So just think about it. Albert Einstein said, "The most important decision we make is whether we believe we live in a friendly or a hostile universe." And whilst the word pronoia didn't even exist in his lifetime, you could say that what he was essentially saying is that the most important decision we make is whether we live in paranoia or pronoia. And again, which would you rather? And this is not about skipping through life without anything bad happening. Obviously, that's not the way life works. It just means walking through the world with a mindset that is going to make your life better. It doesn't mean that we're ignoring the negative. It just means that we're choosing to interpret the negative things in a different way. Like, even when there is something really shit happening in your life, you can try and find the lesson in it. Or you can try and, you know, search for the silver lining. That expression, "every cloud has a silver lining," exists for a reason. And you'll also find that when you look back, you'll realise that some of the worst things that happened in your life were actually the best things that happened. For example, when I left Radio 2 and became a detective for 5 minutes, I was miserable. I loathed it. I literally got ill. I was so unhappy. It was awful. But when I look back now, I just think, wow, I'm so grateful that I left Radio 2 and I became a detective, not because I enjoyed it, but because if I hadn't left Radio 2 to become a detective, I would very likely still be at Radio 2 producing some show and thinking, fuck, I want to be behind the microphone. I want to be the presenter. I don't want to be producing them. I want to be doing what they are doing. But because I left and I did this crazy thing, which I hated so much, i.e. being a detective, I then left that. And it was only when I was basically brought to my knees, finally, after years and years of feeling like I wanted more and knowing that I was capable of so much more, it was only from going through all of that that I finally decided to take my life by the frickin' bollocks. I would never have started this podcast. I would have never ended up on the path that I'm currently on, which I know is exactly where I'm supposed to be. We get to choose the thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes that serve us or do not serve us. And remember, we can all rewire our brains to think in this way. It doesn't matter how old you are. We can rewire our brains literally into our 90s. And quite frankly, why would we not do that? If we believe that things always work out for us, then even when they don't on the surface, and even when they aren't working out in that particular moment, someone who practices pronoia will be able to ask themselves, what am I not seeing about this situation? Or what can I learn from this situation? And this kind of thinking opens up possibilities. Whereas the opposite of that kind of thinking, when we ask, why is this happening to me? That only results in victimhood. It completely shuts us down to any possibility and any growth or learning. And one final thing is to ask yourself, who are you being in this moment? Your beliefs become the person you are. They become your destiny. They become your identity. So what kind of identity do you want to have? Anywho, one final reminder before I wrap this up. Ask yourself, what if it all works out? And tell yourself that the universe is conspiring for you. Life is working in your favor. And if you don't believe that yet, keep bloody saying it, and eventually you will. And when you believe it, your life will start reflecting that back to you. I hope this has been helpful in some way. Remember that you can support this show for just $3 a month if you feel like it. I work super hard on this podcast and all of the content is free, as you know. But if you would like to give back in some way, then it'll help me with things like my Zoom subscription that I pay each month so I can do the interviews for the podcast, and my Buzzsprout subscription, which is the platform that hosts this podcast. It will also help me to really grow the podcast so that I can get even bigger and better guests. So if you would like to give back, then all you've got to do is click the link in the show notes that says support the show. Cool. Have a fabulous weekend. And remember that you are awesome. I'll see you Tuesday. Lots of love. Bye.